The AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We are learning more about former President Trump's arraignment next week following a grand jury's indictment. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the latest.
The defendant in the People versus Donald Trump is due to appear Tuesday afternoon in court for his arraignment. As a Secret Service protectee who will be surrounded by federal agents, he is not expected to be handcuffed. The movement of a former president into and out of court is being coordinated among several federal and local law enforcement agencies and will involve dozens of officers.
Details of the indictment, including charges, are still under seal, but it does follow a grand jury's investigation related to Trump's hush money payments to Stormy Daniels in 2016. Meantime, Trump supporters aren't showing up in big numbers in New York right now, but protesters are gathering outside of Trump Tower.
A rally in support of the indictment outside Trump Tower.
A jury of people just like you and me said there's enough evidence here to indict Trump. And to me, that says our democracy is working.
The theme of the demonstration, no one is above the law.
I don't care how wealthy, how powerful, how famous somebody is. If there is evidence that they committed a crime, that evidence should be investigated. And if the evidence holds up, they should be charged.
Mara Rubin, CBS News, New York.
President Biden is in Mississippi now checking out damage from an EF4 tornado that killed 21 people last week. Leaders say it could take years to rebuild. And now Western Kentucky is bracing for similar weather. Governor Andy Beshear.
The words that the meteorologist used is that it was probable that we would see long track violent tornadoes.
Tornado watches are also in effect for several states from northern Iowa to Louisiana. The Vatican now confirms that Pope Francis will be discharged tomorrow from a hospital in Rome where he's been getting treated for bronchitis. The 86-year-old is expected to lead Palm Sunday services on Sunday. Minneapolis is revamping policing.
The agreement between the Minneapolis City Council and the state comes 3 years after the murder of George Floyd. Mayor Jacob Frey praises the deal.
This agreement helps to ensure that the policy itself meets the road, it meets the ground, that neighbors and officers alike feel that change.
The changes follow a highly critical report that stated the Minneapolis Police Department engaged in a pattern of racial discrimination and that that pattern was not new when George Floyd was killed. Instead, it had been in practice for more than a decade. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
The EPA has approved California's plan to start phasing out diesel truck sales next year. It's part of the state's plan to cut carbon emissions and improve air quality. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered. Make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them. And your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
At Staples, school is always in session, and savings never take a holiday, especially now during Staples Teacher Palooza. You save big on everything for school, like 20% on all Crayola products, up to 40% on brands like Post-it, Paper Mate, and Elmer's. Plus, 24-pack cases of True Clear bottled water are only $3.99. During Staples Teacher Palooza, teachers save big, and so do you, with classroom deals for everybody. But deals end soon, so hurry to Staples today. Offers end 4/1, in-store only, limit one on water while supplies last.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, April 3rd. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. The Board of Education will have the following meetings. The Building Trades Home Committee will meet from 3:30 to 4. The board will tour the Lincoln High School referendum upgrades from 4:30 to 5:45, and board committee meetings will run from 6 to 8 p.m. In Portage County, the Executive Operations Committee will meet at 3 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. Following that, the Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30. The Stevens Point Plan Commission will meet at 6 p.m. in the Community Room. In Adams County, the Adams City Council will meet from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Overcast tonight with mixed precipitation likely. Lows around 29. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. Snow likely 37. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Working on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And boy, was it made yesterday. And boy, was I mistaken about Alvin Bragg. I'll tell you something. I was very dissatisfied when Alvin Bragg didn't prosecute Donald Trump about a year ago, right after he took office. Two of his experienced prosecutors were ready to do it. Deeply suspicious that nothing was going to happen, and I was wrong. We went off the air yesterday about 4 o'clock, and while we were on the air, probably late on the air, a grand jury returned an indictment of Donald Trump. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the legal basis of it. We want to talk about upcoming procedures, and I want to talk about the impact on the country. And I'm going to start with the impact on the country. In a perverse way, I think this is a great event for the country and a sad, tragic event for the country. I'm not in a celebratory mood. Donald Trump, as a criminal defendant, has a right to the presumption of innocence, has a right to present his case. And due process will apply. The reason I think that it's a great day for the United States is because it's a great day for the rule of law. No one is above the law, no matter what his position. And this case shows that even a former president and a wealthy man, if he commits a criminal offense, and an indictment, by the way, is a statement that there is probable cause to believe that he committed a crime. Prosecutor has to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt at the trial. Difference between the two is that beyond a reasonable doubt is the highest form of the highest bar that any litigant has to make in any trial in the United States. Now, at the same time, it's a sad day for the United States because a former president embodies in him that at one time, he was both the head of government and the head of state. We're one of the few countries in the world that combine those roles. You take a look at Britain. You have King Charles. He's the head of state. The head of government is Rishi Sunak, who is a prime minister, which just means he's the first minister for the king. And hundreds of years ago, the king was the guy that ran things. Now the king is a figurehead. But still, the king is the embodiment of the state in Britain, and the prime minister is the embodiment of the government, or the head of government. And that's true in a lot of other countries. In this country, the genius of our founding fathers is that George Washington, a lot of people wanted him to be king. He said, no, But he was the head of state as well as head of government. So is Joe Biden, every other president we've ever had. So what's going to happen now? Well, normally what would happen is, in a white collar case like this, the lawyers could bring Trump in, and Alvin Bragg wanted him brought in today, or he'd be arrested. One wrinkle which won't be triggered is that since he's in Mar-a-Lago, that's in Florida, what you do is you extradite him, and that takes a few days. The governor of New York would sign an extradition warrant that would be shown to a judge in Florida, and they'd order his arrest down there. One little wrinkle, DeSantis, trying to suck up to the Trump mob, said that he would not enforce an extradition order. That is a violation of our Constitution. Article 4, Section 2 of our Constitution says that if somebody commits an offense, any crime, in another state, but he runs to another state, in this case, Florida, quote, he shall be delivered up to be transported to the state having jurisdiction of the crime. DeSantis has just flat out said, I won't obey the Constitution. This guy is off the charts. But in any event, it's unthinkable that Trump will demand to be arrested. And it's not going to happen. His lawyers have said they'd bring him in. They wouldn't bring him in today, because the Secret Service said, we can't coordinate all this so quick. I've heard, till I'm blue in the face, a lot of people speculating he's going to be brought in at 2:15 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday. That's 1:15 p.m. Central time. Maybe. But Trump is the kind of guy who will try to delay it. They'll say the Secret Service needs some coordination with the police more than they have, blah, blah, blah. I have no confidence it'll be at any particular time. But I would say that if it's not next week, and fairly early next week, I think that Alvin Bragg will have an extradition warrant sent out for him. The other rumor, it's under seal, you know, but the other rumor is that there are 34 counts in it. Some people say at least over 30. How do you get 34 counts out of a $130,000 payment to a porn star? What prosecutors do is break it up in many counts so that if the defendant ultimately is persuaded to plead to a couple of them, they dismiss the rest. They don't put all their eggs in one basket. So in this case, there was more than one check apparently involved. Michael Cohen, whom they laundered the payment through, the lawyer who went to prison, took out a HELOC loan, home equity loan, from a bank, undoubtedly misrepresented the reason he wanted it. Trump, we know, put it down falsely in the records of the company as just a legal fee. And this may go beyond just Stormy Daniels. There's another woman that he paid. She was apparently subject to testimony in the grand jury. And who knows? It could be that as well. And it could be other things. Conspiracy. In any event, 30 counts is a lot of counts. And the rumor also is, published by the New York Times, that there are felonies alleged. How do you get a felony when the fact is that the payment, the underlying charge, is he falsely put on the books and records of his company that it was a legal fee when it was essentially a payoff to a woman he'd had an affair with? Well, it's a misdemeanor in New York, except that if you do it to conceal something else that's some other wrongdoing, that boosts it to a felony. What's the other wrongdoing? In this case, he did it just shortly before the presidential election in 2016. He claims, and frankly, if he had not been running for president, if he'd paid her 130 grand so his wife wouldn't find out, that's not a felony. If he puts it on the books and records of his company as something else, that's a misdemeanor. But in this case, he clearly, according to the grand jury, thought that he was doing it. He thought that he was doing it because he didn't want it out at the election. And so they indicted him. And there may be other things here, too. I'm speculating. Over 30 counts, they'll be revealed at the arraignment, which some say is Tuesday, and I don't know when it's going to be. The Republican response has been essentially attacking Alvin Bragg and close to an incitement to violence. Kevin McCarthy was one of the worst. Now he's the speaker, and he's attacking Alvin Bragg, saying that this irreparably damages our country. And what I say to him is, this is a sorrowful day and a day to exalt in the rule of law. I'm going to be talking a lot about this today, and the lines are starting to light up. So I'm going to go to the lines. Bill Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
You know, you were talking about the possible other charges. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I read that before he came to run for the presidency, he had 26 sexual assaults. And they were all like pending or paid off or whatever. They weren't, there were no charges that I was aware of. There were implications. Well, that could be part of this, the 30 that's there. Plus, I know, and I'm sure you know, that there's tax implications on some of the things that he did that would constitute a felony. But here's a way, I think Americans, and I hope Biden's on tap with this. Biden's staying away. That's a good idea right now. Just back off. Don't make any comments. But if Trump tries to run the clock, tries to pull all this other stuff, Biden can come in and by presidential order expedite the whole thing. Is that correct, Matt, or do I have it wrong?
Well, there's a difference between federal and state. This is a state prosecution by Alvin Bragg. So what Biden could do, he can certainly speak out on it, but I don't think that there's anything Biden can do, nor would it be welcome to expedite what's happening in New York. I will say a couple of things, and I want to first react to two things you said, Bill. One of them is, yes, some of these counts are going to be tax implications. He probably deducted the, quote, legal fee, end quote. You can't deduct this kind of a settlement for a hush money. You can't deduct hush money. So, yes, there will be tax implications. And if he did it on several returns, that's exactly right. On sexual assault, it's an interesting case. He said on the Access Hollywood tapes that he had grabbed women between the legs. Remember, he'd say, I grab them by whatever, and they don't mind. I don't know that any of them have come forward and objected. Apparently, I mean, this guy apparently grabbed one woman on a plane. He was sitting in an airplane next to a stranger. And there's an armrest. He reaches over and puts his hand up between her legs. I mean, you know, there's not a certain lack of class here. OK, I mean, this is not right. But in any event, E. Jean Carroll alleged that he raped her in the Bergdorf Goodman dressing room. And she apparently has a sperm sample on clothing, sort of like Clinton's blue dress. In New York, they required a defendant to give a cheek swab. Of DNA to check it out against other crimes. That he may be required to do, and if he does.
With premium finishes and unbelievable torque, the all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya is a silent ride with all the sensations. Brimming with style and innovation, the stunningly powerful EV flaunts dual monolith screens and a lounge-like atmosphere with its elegant, spacious interior design utilizing timeless Japanese futurism. The brilliantly fierce, all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya, the EV for people who love to drive. Head to NissanUSA.com for more information. 2023 Ariya has limited availability. Contact your local dealer for inventory. If you're in the market for a car that's as powerful as it is beautiful, check out the all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya. Nissan's most powerful EV ever, available in 389 horsepower with an elegant, spacious interior and innovative tech. The EV is stunningly powerful, offering the best of both worlds, a smooth, quiet ride with thrilling sensations. Head to Nissan.com for more information. 2023 Ariya has limited availability. Contact your local dealer for inventory information.
And now, a special message from Charlie Behrens of the Kripescast.
How in the heck are you? It's me, Charlie, here to remind you that on April 4th, there's a huge election going on in Wisconsin. It's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it's a divided court, so the winner of this election is going to help determine the future of Wisconsin. Be part of that decision. Go to myvote.wi.gov to figure out your polling location and also what ID to bring. Again, myvote.wi.gov. And watch for deer.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-295.
4922 because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
About navigating the healthcare system, Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A tornado watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Cloudy tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 34. South winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely. Daytime highs approaching 39. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 25. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me?
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go briefly to the lines and then back to the subject. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. You're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Happy Friday, Matt. What I don't understand is the GOP Republicans running to the defense of Trump. Now, I know you're innocent until proven guilty, but for goodness sakes, running to his defense is, I don't understand it. Maybe you're going to explain it, but it makes no sense. Have a great day, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm going to hit that in a second, Paul. You're absolutely right. They have politicized this to an extreme degree. You know, somebody who hasn't is Moscow Mitch. Mitch McConnell has been silent, crickets, because remember, Trump insulted his wife ethnically, racially, because she's Chinese, you know, of Chinese descent. And, He has called Moscow Mitch terrible names. Moscow Mitch isn't standing up for him. But I'll tell you, some of the others are. I'm going to get to that in a second, but I want to talk about some other things that are happening in this that you can expect, and then we'll talk some more from the calls. Now, the one of the greatest responses, that I have seen was Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter. And remember, John McCain was insulted by Trump. He was a war hero. The Viet Cong had him for like 4 or 5 years and tortured him. And he insulted him. And he said, quote, Trump said to McCain, quote, I don't like guys who were captured. And he turned it the other way around. He said, I like people who were not captured. I mean, it's a really cruel, stupid things to say. Meghan McCain, they asked her what she thought. She said, I like people who aren't indicted. I like people who aren't indicted. That was terrific. Absolutely terrific. Well, he'll have a mugshot. He's going to get a cheek swab, and that's going to be checked against, you know, any sexual assault cases are out there. E. Jean Carroll so far is not criminal because it's beyond the statute of limitations. But you can bet there'll be a Freedom of Information Act request to get it. He'll be fingerprinted. He probably will not be handcuffed. Why? Because he has Secret Service around him. And a lot of people may think, come on, Matt, why would he be handcuffed anyway? Well, I'll tell you why. Those of you who have long memories in Waukesha County in the late 1970s, there's a prisoner named Philemon Amaro. He went into court. In those days, they didn't handcuff you, and he grabbed the sheriff's deputy's gun and killed the sheriff deputy. And after that, in Wisconsin, in most states, you get handcuffed when you get brought into court if it's a criminal even charge or hearing. I don't care if you're a 90-year-old woman who shoplifted a library book. So this is very weird that he would not be handcuffed, but he does have Secret Service protection. Presumably, they'll keep an eye on the guy. I'll tell you what, this is also going to ramp up the pressure on Merrick Garland, Jack Smith, good old Fannie Willis, who already has plenty of guts, but on those Georgia boys trying to shut her down, that's going to put a lot of pressure on them. We're going to quick go to the lines, and then I'm going to get back to what Wisco Paul said about people in the Republican Party sticking up for him. I'll tell you what they said. CJ of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Miami Today. CJ of Beaver Dam.
Hi, Mr. Flynn. I just want to first say thanks for your service. Second, I want to say the young lady that's in this rape commercial, I haven't seen it yet, but she needs to sue whoever produced that commercial for emotional damages. Third, Alvin Bragg should start dropping charges against these senators and congressmen for interfering with an official investigation.
That is, these are terrific points, CJ. Thank you very much, because I am going to speak on them and develop what you just said. Thanks a lot. Excellent call. Well, CJ just put it this way. How many times have we said when people threaten office holders, they threaten DAs, they'll threaten school board members, at some point you've got to bring charges? Well, let me tell you what Alvin Bragg did, and this is absolutely terrific. There were three committee chairmen that threatened him, and one of them, unfortunately, is from Wisconsin. One of them was Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, the head of the Judiciary Committee. One of them is James Comer of Kentucky, the head of the Oversight Committee. And the other one is Brian Stile of Janesville, who's the head of the Administration Committee. And they all got in his face and they all threatened him. And here's what he said. And this is absolutely terrific. He said he would not stand for it, to all three of them. He said, quote, what neither Mr. Trump nor Congress nor you may do is interfere with the orderly course of proceedings in New York State. You are attempting an improper and dangerous usurpation and attempted interference with an ongoing state criminal investigation. You are warned against unlawful political interference. And then he said, this is Alvin Bragg to those three congressmen, quote, your committees lack jurisdiction. In view of your close collaboration with Mr. Trump in attacking this office and the grand jury process, you are acting more like criminal defense counsel trying to gather evidence for a client than a legislative body seeking to achieve a legitimate legislative objective. And they, you know what they did? They threatened to defund him. Marjorie Taylor Greene was part of this. You may remember that there is a rule in the House that was eliminated under the Democrats, restored under the Republicans, that said, even if we have an appropriation bill, and, you know, the hundreds of billions of dollars, if there's somebody we don't like, we can yank his salary. We can finger the guy. This is wrong. This should not, never. That isn't even constitutional. Not only that, they don't pay Alvin Bragg's salary. The state of New York pays Alvin Bragg's salary, but they're out headhunting, trying to scare guys that somehow they're going to get their pay yanked. This is what's going on. Alvin Bragg stood up to him. We've all got to stand up for him. And you're not going to believe what Lindsey Graham said. You're not going to believe what Lindsey Graham said. But I'll tell you what, we're going to a break right now. When I get back, I want to hit the second part of what CJ said about the rape victims that are being exploited by Daniel Kelly suing. That's a very important point. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. There's a spring fresh food and shopping event tomorrow at the Galloway Community Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bring your kids for an Alice in Wonderland tea party from 1 to 3 p.m. 24 vendors to shop and a drawing at 2:45, where you must be present to win. Spring fresh food and shopping tomorrow from 10 to 5. UWSP is holding their second annual mini Pride Ball tomorrow from 6 to 11 p.m. at the UWSP Dreyfus Center. The theme is Generations, with an 80s, 90s, and early 2000s ballroom culture and scene. Tickets are $20 for UWSP students and $25 for non-students in advance. Tickets are $30 the day of the event. Don't miss the Ice School Musical Annual Ice Show this weekend in Stevens Point. The Crystal Ice Figure Skating Club presents Ice School Musical at the KB Willett Arena on Saturday at 2 and 7 and Sunday at 2. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Overcast tonight with mixed precipitation likely. Lows around 29. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. Snow likely 37. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Trump. So often, it makes your head spin. Well, this is what the clown said yesterday, believe it or not. Quote, this is Lindsey Graham trying to suck up to the Trump crowd. Quote, on the way to the DA's office next Tuesday, Trump should smash some windows, rob a few shops, and punch a cop. That's what he said. That's what he said. That, by the way, is a crime to say that. Incitement to a crime. And so they said, are you out of your mind? You're a senator. And he said, well, what I mean by that is he should act like Antifa. And that's what happened to them, and they were released immediately. Well, first of all, El Wrongo, he is wrong. Anybody who smashes a window, robs a few shops, and punches a cop is going to get arrested. anybody on the left doing it after the George Floyd riots, and there weren't as many as what happened on January 6th, they were arrested and put in jail. The January 6th insurrectionists, but not the leaders, not the big boys, the small fry, there were 1,000 of them. 600 of them have been sentenced already. The rest are pending, and many of them went to prison. That is so irresponsible. And the other thing is, these yahoos, these insurrectionists went to Washington and did it on the Capitol Police. You go to New York City, you punch a cop, I got news for you, Jack. You're going to regret it a long, long time. And it is absolutely irresponsible for a U.S. senator to suggest that anyone attack law enforcement. I want to talk about the other subject that CJ of Beaver Dam brought up, which I think is terrific. And then I'm going to go to the lines. I see you in the line. Do not hang up. Breaking development. TV stations have been asked by Janet Protasiewicz's campaign to pull the Kelly ad that victimized the rape victim. The woman in that ad who was raped, Kelly went to her people and said, can we use you in this ad? And she said, no, please don't. Without her permission, they did it anyway. She said, I trust Janet Protasiewicz. She did the right thing. And I told her to. This was my preference, what occurred. Here's what that rape victim said, and I'm not going to name her, when she saw the ad. Here's her report. She said, it was traumatizing and inaccurate. It immediately took my breath away. I wonder if there was any thought put into the human being behind the case. I am a human being who wants peace. She not only refused to consent to Kelly, she refused to comment. Her lawyer is a guy I know, Matt O'Neill of Fox O'Neill and Shannon, one of the best, a great lawyer. I knew his father, Bruce O'Neill, great family, great lawyers at Fox O'Neill and Shannon. And he wrote this letter to the TV stations, don't show it. These ads are paid for by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And they did this to Rebecca Dallet when she ran. She's on the Supreme Court. And in that one, they discussed child victims of sexual assault. And people got so disgusted that they voted for Rebecca Dallet, although there are many other reasons to vote for her as well. So the question is, if to CJ of Beaver Dam, the reason the victims never can sue is their depositions will be taken. And a very, very cruel individual could just traumatize them again, ask them what happened in detail. What did he do? What did he say to you while he was doing it? What did he make you say to him while he was doing it? They're not gonna do that. They can't do that. They've been re-traumatized and it's wrong. And the other thing I want to talk about right now quickly before we go to the line is what is the impact on the Supreme Court race and on the 8th Senate District in suburban Milwaukee? What is the impact of the Trump indictment? Some Republicans say, well, you know, that'll energize the base. On the contrary, this is going to energize voters who will vote for Janet Protasiewicz and Jody Habersinick. And why do I say that? Because Dan Knodel is on very thin ice. In the 8th Senate District, he is Voss's boy. He's Voss's stooge. He follows Voss. Voss is not popular with the MAGA crowd. Adam Steen ran against him in his district in 2022 and almost beat him. And Adam Steen had no credential at all to be in the legislature. The guy was 29 years old and had nothing going for him. So the fact that Trump, that Voss's boy is the nominee over Janelle Branchon, he's not going to get out a lot of the MAGA base. And the fact of the matter is that Trump attacked Voss. So the fact that Trump is indicted, yeah, they're not going to like Alvin Bragg. They're not going to like anybody. That's not going to help Knodel at all back then. With Janet Protasiewicz, most Republicans that I've talked to have said that they thought that Jennifer Doro would have been a stronger candidate. And they didn't like the campaign that Dan Kelly ran. And they didn't like the fact that he would not endorse her if she won. He said he would not endorse her. And the clown Knodel just came out, and Kelly, this helps Kelly, said, if I win and Janet Protasiewicz wins Supreme Court, I will consider impeaching her. In other words, I'll overrule the will of the electorate. When do these guys stop? Remember, their governor candidate last time against Evers said that if I'm elected governor, no Republican will ever lose again in the state. And he lost. People don't like that kind of stuff. They don't like the fact that Kelly and Knodel, you know, are saying you might as well vote for Kelly because if you vote for, I mean, Kelly, you might as well vote for Kelly because if you vote for Protasiewicz, Knodel will impeach her. Hey, hey, Jack, this is America, okay? This is Lexington and Concord. This is Valley Forge. Now, we don't put up with that kind of stuff. So I think what happens is the MAGA base out there, what are they going to do? Dan Kelly's name is not Donald Trump. He wasn't indicted. But what's really going to be energized are moderate Republicans and independents who say, we got to put an end to this. And the fact that Kelly, Trump is indicted, it's going to help DeSantis. They are misconceiving what's going to happen in this race. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Jean?
Wow, so many issues, significant. I mean, yeah, I called my radio stations and said, stop running that ad. This is abusive of this woman. I mean, this is outrageous. This is a guy who wants to be on the Supreme Court. There's been so many negative, rotten things done toward women. If that don't get people out voting, I don't know what will. And this is sick. But anyway, I want to quick make a comment about the Republicans that keep supporting Trump. But really, they're aiding and abetting a criminal. And you know when people say, oh, he's the first president ever got indicted. Well, he's the first criminal president that we ever elected. I mean, this guy is above and beyond the scope of any normal person if they did this in their life or anybody else. Nobody that I can recall have ever committed the crimes this guy has done and ever have the people bowing down to them, those Republicans that even go to the jail or prison where the January 6th people are being held and hug them and give them high fives. What in the world is wrong with those people's heads? And you guys, we got to get them out of there. So thank you, Matt. I didn't mean to go on and on, but it's unbelievable. You have a great weekend, Matt.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gene. Excellent comments. Yeah, Gene is referring to the fact that some Trump came out and said that he felt that the January 6th people who were arrested were patriots and they're the victims. But Marjorie Taylor Greene and I think James Comer, I mean, some people who think they're pretty establishment, went to jail, the D.C. jail, and met with these people to, quote, you know, inspect the conditions in which they're being held as political prisoners. And what? It's like you're going to a Moscow jail or a Chinese jail. And this is America. You know, jail is not a good place. I agree. You don't want to be there. But we feed people. It's heated and air conditioned. You know, the people are not mistreated physically. They're held for trial, or if they are sentenced to prison or to part jail, part work release or whatever the heck it is, that happens. And to say they're political prisoners when they went up there and five people were killed. A woman was trampled to death. A woman was shot. Ed Fanone, the one cop, was almost beaten to death. Cops were beaten up. The one cop, you saw it, he had his head crushed, remember, in a door, and he was screaming for mercy. There's a cop. They used poles that had these homemade spears to beat them with. They punched them. They punched the hell out of them. They grabbed cops by the ankles, dragged them down the stairs with their heads bouncing off the stairs. You can get a subdural hematoma that way. You can die that way. You can die that way. Several cops committed suicide. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It's one thing to say you're a conservative. The most conservatives do not put up with this kind of stuff. Most conservatives don't want this. They don't countenance it. But what's happened is that you have these extraordinary personalities, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar, Donald Trump, all these clowns. And everybody is trying to make a virtue of violence. And it's wrong. And to get back to the other thing that Gene said, and also CJ of Beaver Dam said, it is absolutely very wrong that TV stations are broadcasting these ads that traumatize rape victims to try to give it what? An advantage? What kind of advantage to Daniel Kelly? First of all, they're false. They imply that somehow Janet Protasiewicz ignored the wishes of the victims. You know, these victims, there's a victim impact statement. And the victim impact statements and their pre-sentence reports, judges take those very seriously. And Janet Protasiewicz has either prosecuted or sentenced as a judge thousands of people. She's a tough. She had a reputation of being a pretty tough prosecutor. There are people on the left in the Democratic Party who favored her opponent in the primary for that reason. So it's absurd that the Republicans now come out and say that somehow what? She's not a tough sentencer and a tough prosecutor. But having said that, this rape victim, after she saw Kelly's ad, she almost fell off the couch because they called her and said, can we use it? Your case. And she said, no, please don't. And then she's watching TV and she sees the thing. And here's her statement. It was traumatizing and inaccurate. Inaccurate is a polite way of saying false. It immediately took my breath away. I wondered if there was any thought put into the human being behind the case. I am a human being who wants peace. And she refused to consent. She told Janet Protasiewicz in her victim impact statement that she wanted her to do what she thought best and so forth. She wasn't vengeful. Her lawyer, Matt O'Neill of Fox O'Neill and Shannon, has written letters to the TV stations asking them to yank it. By the way, they're not required to yank it. They're permitted to, but not required. I don't know if they will or not. Manufacturers and Commerce did the same thing. Back to Rebecca Dallet, who won. And in that case, they were rape victims who were children. Now, the Republican Party has got to wake up to something. In their zeal to win and to misrepresent the sentencing or prosecution history of a judicial candidate who's well-respected in the bar and well-respected among judges, you've got to draw the line in re-victimizing rape victims. You just have to. Because CJ asked, could she sue? Yes, she can sue, invasion of privacy and all that. But do you really think she's going to sue and sit in a deposition and have them ask her to relive it and relive what was said by him and her during the event? I mean, that is wrong. That's just very wrong. And at long last, enough is enough. And whatever their zeal is to get elected, do it some other way. Talk about Kelly's credentials. Talk about what he'll do as a Supreme Court justice. We want to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow.
Have you been feeling lucky? If you're struggling, find your lucky charm today at the Southwood County Humane Society and experience the good fortune of having a companion. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by the Cotton Thimble, Central Wisconsin's largest quilting store, serving Wisconsin Rapids quilting community for 30 years. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. Visit the Cotton Thimble today.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
8 degrees. WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Thank you, Matt, for drawing attention to this story about this woman who was raped and had her story, if you will, hijacked by a Republican Party in their effort to take what she had said and her satisfaction with what Janet Protasiewicz had done in terms of coming up with a sentencing structure for this man who raped her. And I would so encourage people, we focus, you know, on the women in this story, but let's just turn it around and imagine, all for all the men out there, imagine this is your wife, your girlfriend, your sister, you know, your friend at work. Imagine having their life, they asked not to have it ripped apart and shown as a TV commercial in a political situation, and the Republican Party just goes right ahead and does what they want. To be so thoughtless, to be so cruel, to be so brutal, to be so sure of your power that you think you can take someone else's story about one of the most agonizing moments in her life, I should imagine, that you could not imagine that this could be done to your daughter, your wife, your girlfriend. I think the lack of empathy is just amazing, and it really reveals what this party is like. I find it appalling, and I'm really glad you've drawn attention to this awful incident by the Republican Party. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. Those are very, very good comments. And yeah, I would put it this way. My own belief is that people do have a right to privacy. And even though people, if they run for office and they're candidates, then, it, you know, it's no holds barred. But this woman didn't ask to be dragged into politics. This woman asked not to be dragged into politics. In fact, they contacted her in advance and they said, we want to do this ad. And is that okay with you? And she said, no, it's not okay with me because, Janet Protasiewicz was excellent with me, and I asked for restorative justice. This was what the term was she used, and Janet Protasiewicz did what I asked. So it's not accurate to say this anyway, and I don't want to relive this. That's what she said. She's sitting at home, turns on TV, and there it is. Even though they'd asked her, and she said no. Now, a suggestion was made by a caller. Can she sue? Yeah, she could sue. And to get what? Damages? I mean, she doesn't want damages. She wants her privacy. But what's going to happen is if she sues, they will take her deposition and they will pretend to be polite and they'll say, okay, and, you know, how did he get in the house and what did you do? And, you know, did you scream and what did he say to you and what did he make you say to him and all this? She doesn't want that. She doesn't want that. Nobody wants that. That's not right. It's not right. And the manufacturers who paid for it, they did it to Dalit and to rape victims in her race a few years ago, and they were underage. You know, there's got to be some level of realization in politics that you don't exploit people for what? What does that say about what Kelly would do as a Supreme Court justice? What he should say is what I'm going to do as a Supreme Court justice, not make somebody else miserable by somehow getting people's prurient interest raised. And the bottom line is the victim said it's an inaccurate ad. She did what I requested. And I've said many times, and I'll say it again, these last minute slime ads that come out The reason they're last minute, because you can't enjoin them that quick, the reason they're last minute is because you can't respond. It's a two-minute drill, and it's not enough time to respond. Going back to the lines, I'll take you in order. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jake?
Hey, man, I'll tell you why these ridiculous Republicans are acting so shocked that Donald Trump is going to trial. Because they're used to Republican presidents being criminals and being unchecked in their criminality. Hell, every Republican president since Richard Nixon has been guilty of numerous crimes, with the possible exception of Gerald Ford, who just made himself, you know, an accessory after the fact by pardoning Nixon. So these Republicans, you got to understand, at least one of these Republican presidents was going to be charged eventually, okay? And you got away with a lot of stuff over the past couple of generations, but not this time. Donald Trump is going to trial, and it won't be the first trial, because, you know, the Justice Department is going to be shamed into acting by this action by the Manhattan court there. So it's going to be more than one trial. So if you think he's going to be able to run for president successfully in the middle of more than one trial, best of luck with that, Republicans, but you're going to lose again.
Thank you, Jake. And, you know, I think you're right that it's going to put pressure on Garland, and it'll put pressure on Jack Smith, who I think is fundamentally a good guy. Fannie Willis is terrific, but the Republicans in Georgia, they have a judge now asking her why he shouldn't dismiss the grand jury down there and destroy, burn, shred the testimony of witnesses whom the grand jury said it's under seal. They recommended felony prosecutions of some of them. That's just not right. And the only way that this thing, you have Alvin Bragg showing guts, Fannie Willis showing tremendous guts, and it's time we need Merrick Garland to step up to the plate. Thank you for calling. Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's in your mind today?
One thing I haven't been hearing within the media is this is, you know, the way that the Republicans are spinning this is an out-of-control district attorney in New York that is just overreaching. And the reality is, this is a grand jury that Bragg, and within New York, part of the grand jury proceedings is not only does Bragg have to present evidence, he has to present exculpatory evidence as well. And the jury voted to say that there is sufficient evidence to say that, yes, crimes have been committed. We are going to recommend indictment. And all Bragg is doing is following their recommendations. So this is not an out-of-control DA. This is a grand jury who saw all sides of what was going on, and they decided that, yes, Trump is guilty and he should be held for trial. And I just wish that we would see more of the media spinning it that way, that this is a grand jury that's saying that Trump is guilty. And Bragg is just following their recommendation, and not just Bragg saying on his own, you know what, I'm going to charge Trump. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a very, very good and nuanced point, and I want to emphasize that. In the past, on this show, I've said that in the federal system, the adage is that a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. That's because, you're right, in the federal level, there is no requirement to introduce exculpatory evidence, and the prosecutors don't introduce exculpatory evidence. New York has a peculiar statute. If you're the object of a grand jury, you get the right to testify and go in and give your side of it. In this case, Trump didn't do that, but he sent someone else in. And the grand jury looked at it. They could have decided not to indict. You can't indict a ham sandwich in New York. It's a peculiarity of their state law, and yet they came back with an indictment under seal. We're going to the end of the show. We're running out of time. Unfortunately, I have people on the line. It's a great show, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you on Monday.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.